this is Overdue Conversations. Today we are going to be reading one-star reviews of our top 8 favorite books. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be reading one-star reviews of Narissa's top 8 books, mm-hmm. and she's going to be reading one-star reviews of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But first, before we get into that, we are going to give y'all a little midsummer update on our summer TBR.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So I have 35 books on my summer TBR. I think like 10 of those are audiobooks, so that's a little bit easier to handle.
Mm-hmm.
So far I've read 4 audiobooks, and I read All Systems Red, Light Lark, Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, and Emma by Jane Austen. Not a big sci-fi girl, so didn't love All Systems Red. Light Lark, like I said last episode, was a good 3-star read for me, because I had such low expectations that it kind of exceeded my expectations. Mm-hmm. So I think I actually did like it, and I'm excited to read the next one. Sense and Sensibility was terrible. Emma was so good, and the movie was even better, actually. Like, oh, wow. It was spot on, but it was still better.
Okay.
And then I read, 4 actual physical books off my TBR. I'm not doing good at reading my TBR.
That's okay.
I made a plan, and I did not stick with it. But I'll get back on it soon. I read Say You'll Remember Me and People We Meet on Vacation.
Okay.
Because that's our book of the month for our podcast.
Yeah.
But See You Remember Me, 5-star read. So good.
Wow.
And then I read We Were Liars because yeah. of the Amazon Prime video.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
The book? Goodness. Maybe 4 stars. Maybe 4.5. I forgot what I rated
it. The writing style is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
And usually that's like kind of where my mind's at, is like that kind of ending. I'm like expecting that. And mm-hmm. I wasn't for this one.
It's so good.
I definitely thought she was like traumatized in some way. And yeah. that was not the case.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And then the show, have you watched it yet?
I've only seen the first episode.
Okay. We just finished it. It was like, we finished it in days. It was so good. But they messed it up a little bit.
I feel like that always happens, though.
Yeah, so. I get it. That was my expectation. They were going to mess it up. But it was good anyway. My husband liked it. And then what I'm currently reading is Wild Dark Shore, and that's on my summer TBR. But I'm just pretending like I finished it, because I only have 60 pages left. So
nice.
Yeah, 8 out of 35 books. We still have 2 months, though. The rest of the July and August, so.
Yeah. Well, I've read 7 out of 21,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of the summer TBR I, like, made, why they're on my summer TBR is because I have them physically.
Yeah, same.
So I've read Daisy Hates, Magnolia Park's Long Way Home. I'll finish the series this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I read Summer of Broken Rules, which there was not a single rule broken, so I'm really confused about the title. Anyway. I read When in Rome. It does not take place in Rome, Italy. I thought it did. It takes place in Kentucky. Then I read People We Meet on Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I love Emily Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read Red Rising and Golden Sun.
Oh.
So, yeah, taking a break from starting Morningstar, like I said last time, but we'll get back eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. We'll see.
That's so funny. Okay, just a reminder for our listeners. I ordered my top 8. I don't think Emma did.
No.
So I'm just going to remind everyone what my top 8 are. From number 1 to number 8. I have The Women, Sunrise on the Reaping, Where the Crawdads Sing, First Time Caller, One True Loves, Dark Matter, Little Women, and Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Mine
are in no particular order, but mine are Fourth Wing, Empire of Storms, Kingdom of Ash, Fearless, The Only One Left, Magnolia Park's Long Way Home, The Women, and A Curse for True Love. Mm-hmm. First 1-star review I'm reading is, please, I'm on my knees, open your mouth and talk full adult sentences.
Oh, that is so mean. Full adult sentences.
I have another one just in case you don't get it.
Okay, let me try. Let's see. Full adult sentences. It can't be Little Women because they're children. That's got to be 3 of them. Pride and Prejudice, they're like English and smart, so they can't be not full sentences. Oh, I hope I'm not wrong. And then, okay, so that means Where the Crawdads Sing or First Time Caller. Okay, it's got to be Where the Crawdads Sing.
Mm-mm.
No.
So the other one was the male main character literally watches movie clips on YouTube so he can catch the highlights of films without becoming emotionally invested. Also, I haven't read this, so.
Interesting. Okay, tell me what it is. I don't know.
It's First Time Caller.
Watches movie clips?
Yeah, I don't know. Do they not talk in adult full adult sentences?
I think they do.
Oh.
Well. Movie clips? I don't think he even watched a movie.
Well, he doesn't watch movies. He watches movie clips on YouTube. That's what this says.
That is so funny.
And then it says his character development arc leads him to finally watching an entire movie at the end of the book.
I don't think that's this book.
A movie?
I don't remember them watching a movie. Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
That's so funny, though. Maybe I don't remember the book right. I don't remember them watching a movie.
Oh. Well.
That's so funny, though. I love when people are just roasting. They're so mean. Okay. Are you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
I'm so ready. I'm like, which one's the best one to start off with? Because they just make me...
I'm saving the best one. Well, next year, I think I'm going to read my favorite one next because it's so, it gives it away, but it's.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If a book, I can't even read it. It's so funny. It says, if a book could suffer from ADHD, then this is the perfect example. So many plot holes. It's crazy. I feel like the author had a concussion and was also high while writing this.
I don't catch plot holes. Do you have another one?
I don't. Do you want me to look for some?
Well, I feel like it doesn't give away anything from the book.
That's true.
Is it Fearless?
No.
Okay.
The hard part of this podcast episode is that there's some books of yours that I haven't read, so I'm trying not to spoil them. So I'm trying to read reviews that don't exactly give away the plot. Someone said, I took painkillers for the headache this book gave me.
Is it Magnolia Park's Long Way Home?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I feel like that doesn't give me anything, though.
Okay. There was nothing special and magical.
Oh, Curse for True Love?
Yes. It says, it was obvious this story was going nowhere, and the plot line, storyline goes in circles.
Rude.
Don't even get me started with our pick me, dumb as heck, delulu, desperate FMC.
Okay, that would have given it away.
I didn't see this one earlier.
That one's funny. Okay, don't talk about her like that.
Pick me, dumb as heck, delulu.
That's so funny.
They said, if a book could suffer from ADHD, this is a perfect example.
See, I don't really remember exactly what happened.
Oh, okay.
That went down in this book. I, like, remember the main points, but... Maybe there was just a lot going on in this book, and that's why they said that.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the part about the female main character, like, makes sense.
That's so funny. You just remember how it made you feel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what you got next?
Okay. This is my favorite one, but it gives it away.
Okay.
There are no actual little women in this book. All regular-sized women. Title is misleading. 0 out of 10 would not read again.
That is so funny, because I literally just said they're children.
Yeah, they're all regular-sized women.
Well, it's because they're little women like they're children. That's so funny. Oh,
that one was just so funny, I had to.
Yeah.
Had to read it.
That's hilarious. Okay, let's see. Okay, this one I have two for, if you don't get the first one. The characters lacked substance, background, and history. Not a single one was interesting. Set back women's history by a whole century. A novel about revolution and resistance against injustice, but I don't think the author actually knows what that means.
Is it the women?
No.
Wait, what? Read it again.
The characters lacked substance, background, and history. Not a single one was interesting. Set back women's history by a whole century. A novel about revolution and resistance against injustice, but I don't think the author knows what that actually means.
Is it Fourth Wing?
Yeah. Do you want to know the hint review that I had?
Yeah.
I should have DNF'd this book as soon as I found out he wears skinny jeans.
Does he wear skinny jeans? They don't wear
Oh, God.
jeans.
That's what someone said.
They literally don't wear jeans. They wear like flight stuff. And it's probably
Like leathers.
skinny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have to have tight stuff and you're flying a dragon. Oh, I'm going to fight them. Whoever wrote that. That's rude.
Oh, I thought that was so funny.
Okay, you ready for your next one?
Yes.
The most interesting character is the cat that lives in the jail.
A cat that lives in jail? Dark matter?
No.
No! Schrodinger's cat is not dark matter. Okay. Oh, cat in jail where the crawdads sing?
Yeah. The other one was, are we sure Reese Witherspoon can read? Was funny.
Does she own the rights to the book and movie
I
now?
think it's like one of like Reese's
Book club picks.
yeah.
That means she owns the rights to the movie.
Oh,
So that
okay.
means she like was part of the director team and
Oh,
all that.
okay.
I didn't know that. That's so funny. The cat in jail. Oh my gosh, that is so mean. I love it. Okay. This one is so funny because of what you said in our last
Oh my
podcast.
gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
It said, sorry, I laugh
This is,
before I
I
can,
already think I know what this is.
I laugh before I can even get the words out. It says, this book jumped the shark, or should I say, fell off the cliff in the last third as ridiculous reveals started piling on.
Bro.
Go ahead, read it to the end. Don't be surprised when you find yourself rolling your eyes and yelling, come on, man, as you toss the book across the room.
This is the only one left.
Yeah. Because
The ending
you
was so good. I don't know
really.
why. What?
That's why I find this funnier because you were like the last 100 pages and
It
they're like
was.
the last third of the book was ridiculous.
Nuh-uh. Well, Off the Cliff gave it away too. Because the
Okay.
house literally falls off the
Yeah.
cliff.
It seemed that way because of the cover of the book. I think it's like a cliffside, right? Okay. I was like,
Okay.
I've never heard the term jump the shark. Interesting choice.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Poe is rolling in his grave.
Poe?
Yeah.
How do they spell Poe?
Poe.
Poe.
This one was hard to find.
A review for?
Yeah.
Who's Poe? The world?
Like Edgar Allan Poe?
Oh, okay. I thought it was
I'm
a
guessing.
character.
No.
That makes sense. Okay, so it's gotta be like a poem kind of book. Pride and Prejudice?
No. Let me try to find some like 2-star reviews. This one was really hard to find. Do
Okay,
you just want to guess?
you said Poe is rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, Poe is rolling in his grave. This is a 1-star review.
And he's a poetic author, so the book has to be poetic. It's not Pride and Prejudice. Edgar Allan Poe rolling in his grave. Is it One Tree Loves?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Sunrise on the Reaping.
What
Because
the?
there's like a lot of like singing or like
Okay.
poetry.
I get that. But, like, I can't imagine anyone hating that book.
People do.
But,
People like leave it to the original or the trilogy.
that makes sense.
So.
But not, like, I think the songs are good because of the covey.
I think so too.
So there's no reason to hate that. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
people are
disagree
mean.
with you, Mr. Poe. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Harry Potter meets A Court of Mist and Fury ripoff. Most of this book is romance and sexual tension because clearly all the characters need to be in a relationship, right? There's an unwieldy amount of point of views and with some limited and some omniscient. Pick one.
Is this Empire of
Yeah.
Storms?
I was like, that was so mean.
I love there's so many point of views, but oh, it's so good.
You don't feel like you get dizzy or
No.
anything? I felt that way about The God of the Woods. There was like 14 main characters in the beginning of the book, and I was like, so confused.
This one's funny, but it's gonna give it away. Okay, I'm just gonna read it. Girl. Polyamory exists for this exact reason. Is it polyamory?
Polygamy, maybe?
Polygamy, yeah, I guess.
Polygamy exists for one true loves.
Yeah.
That is so freaking funny. Bro, this is a once in a lifetime case. Like,
I know. Well, the other one I found was, imagine not one, but two of your soulmates went to your high school.
oh wow.
Because they both, she found them in high school.
Oh wait,
Well, she worked with one of them at the bookstore or whatever.
Yeah. My husband went to my high school. I didn't know him then, though. That's
That's
so
funny because I
funny.
knew him.
You knew Zeke?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so
Well, we went to, I
crazy.
think, like elementary school.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I think I've heard him talk about that. It's so funny. All right, this one's freaking hilarious. I have two again, if you can't guess
Okay.
it. The fast pace and melodramatic turn of events force the characters to remain one-dimensional and rush the natural development and chemistry of friendships and relationships. Fast pace, melodramatic turn of events.
Is Fearless?
Nope. If I read the hint, you'll get it right away.
Wait, what is it? Say it, read it again.
Yeah. The fast pace and melodramatic turn of events force the characters to remain one-dimensional and rush the natural development and chemistry of friendships and relationships.
This the Women?
Can I read you the funny one? It
Yeah.
says, a spoiled rich girl decided to be a hero because a hot guy at a party gave her permission. The main character had a terribly outgrown pixie cut, yet people kept falling madly in love with her. She goes
Bro.
home and has bad dreams, and relationships are hard.
Okay, that one's funny. The one I found, can I just read it for
Yeah,
the one
go
story?
for
Because we
it.
have the same book.
Yeah.
If Colleen Hoover were to write a historical fiction book, this would be exactly it.
Dude, that's not wrong though.
That's so
The
funny.
women, every traumatic possibility happens.
I know.
That is so funny.
Okay, do you want me to read one for you?
Oh, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. Hatred is too strong an emotion to waste on this literary twilight.
Literary Twilight. Oh, it's gotta be Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
The other one I found was, all right, to keep it short and sweet, this book felt like 80% complaining, 20% romance, with a bunch of people just going to each other's houses.
Yo, when I think about how they lived life, they literally just went from house to house and they're like, can I stay for 3 months? Like,
Yeah.
what? And they just provided for their guest at no cost. And they're like, okay, so now I come over to your house for 3 months.
That's funny.
What is that?
Girl, I don't
Like,
know. I
those
don't read
people
classics.
wasted so much life. It's not even classics, it's like based on true society at that time. They wasted so much life.
Yeah.
Just sitting around talking, like, you run out of things to talk about
Yeah.
when you spend that much time together. And, like, they don't go out and, like, hang out with different boys and stuff, so there's no, like, tea or drama to be spilling.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I would say everyone in this book needs therapy, but they literally go
Magnolia
to.
Parks. Magnolia Parks.
Me finish. It says, but they literally go to therapy and it doesn't do shiz.
Yeah, actually, low key, no, it does. It does. There's character development, there's growth. That's so funny. Okay, I only have one left for
Okay,
you.
yeah, so that means I already know the answer.
Okay, well, this is The Family Man Meets Gilligan's Island.
Dark matter.
Or dumbest smart protagonist of all time.
Dumbest? Why?
I don't know. That's all they said. I have two left, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I'm gonna do the one that I have a good review for because I couldn't find a good one for the last one.
Okay.
All right. Yo, this is controversial. Okay, this is not our words, all right, Miss listeners. Okay. It says, this author is a thief. She hasn't just borrowed tropes. She lifted entire plots, world-building systems, character arcs,
This is Fearless.
even dialogue from not one, not two, not three, but five wildly popular fantasy and dystopian series.
This is Fearless. I
Yes.
don't agree with that though.
I do.
Marissa.
Agree. I feel like when I was reading A
No.
Court of Mist and Fury, it was like powerless, fearless, copycat.
No.
Okay, but she added the five books in question that she thinks that she copied were The Hunger Games, which I agree with, Red Queen, I haven't read, The Selection, I haven't read, Dance of Thieves, and The Serpent and the
I
Wings of
don't
Night.
think it's anything like Dance of Thieves, honestly.
I haven't read it. I love how you said that, honestly.
But here's the thing. So we're saying that, okay. The thing is, Trials is a trope.
is.
So you can't compare it to The Hunger Games because it's a trope.
Yeah.
It's a trial trope.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, character development or something. It felt like a lot of different books. It felt like knockoff Hunger Games.
Oh, girl.
I still like it. I loved it. I would say 4 stars. And the Yearning was top tier.
I feel like, though, you can't say it's a knockoff Hunger Games, though, because it's nothing like the Hunger Games.
That's true.
It's really part not.
Of it. Part of it. Maybe, like, the trials aspect.
Yeah, but you can say then that's, okay, ACOTAR. They have trials in that first book. Knockoff Hunger Games?
What is that, the second book, A Court of Mist and Fury? She's not running around killing people. Like, as her trial.
Well, neither is she.
Yeah, she is.
She's not.
They had to kill each other in the forest.
And then powerless?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to kill anyone. You don't have to kill each other.
You don't have to, but they do.
Well, to win, but it's not like the Hunger Games where you're the only one left.
Yeah, but it's part, like...
It's so, no, you can't. No.
It's
no,
a little bit.
No, I do not agree.
It's a little bit.
I will take no criticism on the powerless series.
Okay.
So...
All right, so your last one, you already probably know what it is, but yeah, I thought it was so funny. It has nothing to do with the plot, but she said, I had just crawled my way out of a year-long reading slump. This book hit me over the head, knocked me out, and tossed me right back in. Crap ton of main characters.
Yeah, I can agree that it puts you in a reading slump because it's so good. But it's long.
This is the Kingdom of Ash we're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and... There aren't, I mean, it's the same characters as Empire Storms. Like, you get the same point of views.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the whole book. I don't know. As the series continues, you just get more and more point of views, and it's so good.
Oh, this one's messy, but...
No, you get them all straight in your head.
Okay. But I thought these were so funny. They said this book got ADHD.
Well, that didn't give me anything.
Oh, I know. Just that was hilarious. It was so mean. It was so funny.
My favorite one of yours was, there are no actual little women, all regular sized women.
Yeah.
Like, book is misleading, 0 out of 10.
So funny. And then I liked a spoiled rich girl decided to be a hero because a hot guy at a party gave her permission. I was like, that's so true.
That's funny.
It's like, women can be heroes. But that book is top tier.
That's so funny.
This was a funny episode.
Yeah, it was
a short one, but it was good.
Yeah.
We should do eventually one-star reviews of books we've both read. So that way we can, like, that would be, like, funnier, I feel like.
Finding them.
Do you feel, like, offended by any of them?
I think I most feel offended about the Fearless one. But, like, the Magnolia Parks one is so funny, because it's, like, kind of true, but, like, not really. I knew it right away.
Yeah.
You said therapy, I said Magnolia Parks.
Yeah. I knew you would.
And, yeah. I know, they're funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and please read these books, because they're in our top 8 for a reason.
Yeah.
Especially if you feel like we're, like, similar in our reading styles, like, mm-hmm. the listener to us. So yeah, let us know what you thought of this episode down in the comments, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.